brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. They buried the last of those that were killed in the ambush in Jonesboro, Arkansas, today. Jonesboro, Arkansas is 100 miles from my hometown. It's over halfway between Mammoth Spring and Memphis. Jonesboro is situated in cotton country near Crowley's Ridge. That's peach country. That's where the orchards are. And country has started raising lots of rice as well as cotton. Cotton don't reign king quite as much as it used to. Jonesboro reaches out two different directions. They have a nice hospital at Jonesboro. My dad was there. My uncles, just about all of them, wound up there before they died. They lived in that area. Everybody goes to the hospital at Jonesboro. It's situated in an area that needs it, and therefore has in the last few years become sort of a boom town of sorts. There are several areas in Arkansas that have become boom towns of sorts. People are moving in there from California and from out west because taxes are cheap and land is cheap. Amen. My taxes are so cheap on my house down in Arkansas. I own an acre of ground in the old home place, and my taxes are $46 a year. So that's quite a bit different than Ohio. Amen. I own a vacant lot in Germantown. Don't have anything on it but weeds. And my taxes are $186 a year there. Amen. And so that's a big difference. That's one reason people are moving into Arkansas. But Arkansas is washed with the same soap, brainwashed with the same soap that everybody else is. CBS, ABC, NBC, and video games. Amen. I'm preaching on a brand new mind. When an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old can ambush a school, got smarts enough to pull the alarm to get the kids out of school and steal their grandpa's high-powered rifles and hide in the woods to shoot, it makes you wonder what's on people's minds. Amen. And the Bible has much to say about our mind. We have long known that the big battle is for the mind. Amen. What's on your mind? Amen. So tonight for a little while I'll talk about a brand new mind. Amen. And how do you have a renewed mind? How do you get a new mind? Amen. This will jolt some folks. Amen. I'll tell you how you get a new mind. Your mind is dirty. Amen. You don't have to do nothing for it to get dirty. All you have to do is just listen. The din and roar of this world is everywhere. They're selling it from every direction. Buy my video game. Buy this. Buy that. Amen. And children have watched violence on TV and played video games where in order to win, you got to shoot a whole lot of people. And that's what's on our children's mind. Amen. When I got saved, my mind was already dirty. It had been defiled by the world. It was filled with everything wrong. Amen. How do you renew a dirty mind? The first thing you do is throw everything in the world out. Everything. Yeah, you preach against this, I preach against everything. Ask anybody in Hamilton. They can tell you LL preaches against everything. Amen. That's what they say on the street. Amen. Down at the highway of holiness, they preach against everything. That's right. Amen. That's what they wanted to hear me say, so I've said it now. You tell them. I preach against everything. Amen. I mean, you got to throw everything out of your mind. That's the only way to clean it up. Amen. A year ago, I bought a 93 Chrysler down here, a Rogers license, and had some work to do on it. And right away, it wasn't guaranteed or nothing. Bought it through the repo auction. And so there as is. Right away, when I drove down to Randy Jones to get some work done on it, I saw there's something wrong with the transmission. I mean, at 40, between 40 and 45 mile an hour, right where you kicked into overdrive, it would vibrate just like you was going over a real rough railroad track. It vibrated so hard that while I was driving it down to Randy Jones' garage, the rear view mirror fell off the windshield. That's how hard it vibrated. Amen. I mean, that's a rough railroad track when your rear view mirror falls off the windshield. Amen. Well, there's a lot of work to do to it. It sat there for a good while. Amen. And while it was sitting there, it happened to be the Lord, because we fixed everything on it except that transmission. And I was facing, Jerry, a 1500, 1200, wherever you get it the cheapest, transmission job. Well, it was the Lord that Randy didn't get it fixed too quick. While it sat there, a bulletin came through from Chrysler Corporation and said every 35,000 miles you need to change the transmission oil. And you have to use Chrysler transmission oil. It's got a part number on it. They won't work with anything else. And so praise the Lord. Amen. We had the problem solved. Randy took off the pan, drained the transmission oil out, put in a new filter, and filled the pan back up to level on the stick with transmission oil, brand new transmission oil. Amen. And I headed up the road on the first test drive. And between 40 and 45 mile an hour, it vibrated so hard that it was like going across a railroad track. And my feathers fell. I thought we had it fixed. Amen. Well, it needed some body work done to it, so I took it to Brother Pearson up here. Amen. Had some body work done to it. I told him about the bulletin that came through from Chrysler that they had to have the transmission oil change periodically, and you had to use genuine Chrysler transmission fluid. And Brother Pearson said, well, if you just dropped the oil pan, you didn't change it all, because there's three or four quarts in the torque converter. Amen. It was still contaminated. I took it to Vern Smith, amen, and Carl Bitter. Filled it up with new transmission fluid and then unhooked the tubing that goes through the radiator, stuck a hose on it, stuck it down in a pan, and run the Chrysler with it pumping that transmission fluid out of the torque converter, amen, that dirty contaminated transmission fluid, pumping it out into a pan until he had pumped over a gallon and it turned nice and new and red. Amen. Got back in my Chrysler, 93 Chrysler with 74,000 miles on it, and drove it up the road, and it was fixed. It cost me around $75, amen, to get it done. But that beats $1,200 for a transmission job. It's still fixed. Amen. What was wrong, Jim Lawson? It was still contaminated. Now, I just don't know what happened to so-and-so. Amen. We tried so hard and he was doing so good. He didn't clean everything out. I'll tell you what happened. Amen. He needs to go through the same thing again, only this time. Amen. He needs to unhook the line and run a hose down in the pan and pump that thing. Praise God. Amen. Hey, when we got the transmission fluid running nice and red and new, genuine Chrysler transmission fluid, amen, we had it renewed. Shifts out perfect. Amen. So, the other day, bought a 94 Ford pickup truck. And I thought it drove out great. Fantastic. Amen. And Charles Glob drove it home and said, it's got a motor mount or something wrong with it. Either that or the transmission, it has a problem. He tried to check the motor mount, see what was wrong with it. And so I got it out and drove it. Same problem. I knew what was wrong with it. So I took it back to Vern Smith. Amen. And Ronnie was about to close up shop on Friday evening, nearly 5 o'clock. He said, man, it's nearly 5 o'clock. No way. I said, the sun's still high yet, Ronnie. And so he got a man on it, and they've got a brand new machine now. Everybody's getting that brand new machine. It costs nearly $2,000. And what it does, they pour some high-powered detergent in there and let that machine run and run that high-powered detergent through there. And then the machine is so fixed, amen, that it circulates all that old out of there and fills it up with brand new. You don't even have to take the pan off. And you don't even have to change the filter. It cleans the filter and everything when you completely change out having run a detergent through there, the transmission fluid. My 94 Ford pickup truck shifted out just like a new one when we changed it out completely. Amen. I can tell you what's wrong today with our young folks. It's what's on their mind. I can tell you what's wrong with a lot of older folks. It's what's on their mind. I can tell you what's wrong with a lot of preachers. It's what's on their mind. You see, I was at a disadvantage when I started preaching. I hadn't had the time to read the Bible like Brother Gerald had. Brother Gerald had been raised on the Bible. He could quote whole chapters almost of Bible. And it was a sight how he could preach. Amen. And I had to dig like crazy and read the Bible. I started reading the Bible through when I got saved. I'd read the Bible for 2 years. Amen. Started reading it through. And I'd go back and I'd read it through again until I read it through 11 times. What was you doing, Brother Carl, reading the Bible through 11 times? I was renewing my mind. You see, you'll take on the right kind of terminology if you'll empty your mind. See, I first had to quit everything in the world. The Lord had to nearly cut me off eternally before I'd give up the show. Before I'd give up the ball games and the movies. Amen. God didn't want me at my young, impressionable age, amen, to be baptized with that junk. Even though it was so clean then, you know, back then the cowboy kissed his horse instead of his girlfriend. Amen. And there wasn't no sex on the movies, you know. The movies back then were so clean they use them for family entertainment on all Christian TV today. But you know what the Holy Ghost said? It's junk. You got to quit it. It'll fill your mind with dirt. It'll fill your mind with the wrong stuff. That's why when the teacher asked me what I wanted to be when I was 12 years old, I said I want to be a radio star or a movie star. That's what was on my mind. Amen. We need a renewed mind. I mean, we need an oil change in our brain. Woo, we need to flush our brain out. How do you do? You quit everything in the world. Everything. Amen. Quit going to ball games. Quit going to show. Quit the video games. Quit the video parlors. Quit everything. Amen. Give yourself a chance. If you read the Bible night and day from here on to eternity, you'll just barely scratch the surface. Amen. You need to read spiritual books. You need to read spiritual literature. You need to go to church and worship God. Amen. You need to fill your mind and your life with good things, holy things, spiritual things. Amen. And get a load of this. You need to have a cycle of that every once in a while. Dump everything out that's accumulated. Dump everything that's all the garbage that's piled up. Amen. Hey! And glory to God, get in a spiritual fest. Praise God. Go to church every night. Revival every night. Hear gospel preaching all the time. Amen. And sing gospel songs. Quit singing that junk. Amen. It amazes me how our kids, a lot of them raised right in church, will come in here and play a 5-minute tape in church of junk. I can't hardly stand there and listen to them all the way through. Amen. Pentecostal kids have some old gal that's not even saved play a tape all the way through in the Pentecostal church. I love you. I honestly love you. You'd think they didn't pay any attention to that verse that says, you belong to someone else, and I do too. But I love you. I honestly love you. I've heard them playing in weddings in a church. Pentecostal church. Why? That's what their mind's full of. Great God. Amen. We need a mind change. Grease job. Praise God. A heavenly grease job. Yes. Oil change from glory. Hallelujah. Empty it. Throw it out. It's contaminated. Amen. Don't try to mix a whole lot of good stuff with a little bit of bad. Throw it all out. Start all over. Bonnie's sister, Sister Tillman, used to sing, God gave me a brand new heart and a brand new mind. She lived in deep sin, but boy, I mean, she left out here. She had strong standards. She got saved. She made a big change. That's why she could sing, God gave me a brand new heart and a brand new mind. Praise God. That's why they don't last today. You got to wash it with a strong detergent. Amen. Are you washed in the blood, the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Praise God. You ought to refill it with something good, with nothing but good, with the Word, with faith. Praise God. Gospel songs. You know why we don't know our gospel songs today? We've sung too much of the other kind. You know why? Amen. We don't hardly know those old, good old ditties. Praise God. Amen. Are you washed in the blood? And I'll fly away. Hallelujah. And I feel like traveling on. Hey, we've been listening to the wrong stuff. Amen. Amen. Young preacher, get started preaching. Amen. And he'll hardly know the terminology of the Bible. Why? Because he's never read it. Amen. Some folks went into a business place in Shanghai, China. While we was over there in Shanghai, 1982, I think it was. Amen. 11 million people walking the streets in Shanghai. Amen. They walked into one business place and decided they'd witness a little bit. And every Chinese second language is English, and they're anxious to practice it. Amen. And they asked them if they were Christians. And they not only said in the affirmative, they said, yes, we're saved. Are you saved? Amen. In a land where Bibles are scarce, they knew the terminology. Because it had that change. They knew what saved meant. Herbert W. Armstrong didn't believe he ought to say we're saved. He laughed to scorn. The evangelical talked about being saved. You know why? Herbert W. needs his mind washed out. Amen. Herbert W. and Garner Ted both need their mind washed out. Amen. They don't know the terminology. They mock and scorn born again. Hey, you read the Bible, you'll know the terminology. It'll be in your mind. It'll be carved upon your heart with a pin of iron and a point of a diamond. Praise God. Hey, empty your mind out of everything. Get rid of all the books. Get rid of all the tapes. Get rid of all the videos. Get rid of all the video games. Or we're liable to have the same disaster happen in Hamilton, Ohio, that they had in Jonesboro, Arkansas. See, that's not the only place it's happened. It happened in Paducah, Kentucky. It happened in Mississippi. It happened in Jonesboro. And there's a lot of places it happened we didn't hear about it. It put the lid on. Amen. Because it was kids of officials in high places and upper crust, they put the lid on. You don't hear everything in the news. You just hear what they want you to hear. Amen. Praise God. I mean, if what's going on in Hamilton is going on in every town in the United States of America, every city across the country, and it is, we're in bad shape. Amen. I repeat, we've all been brainwashed with the same soap. We've all been contaminated with the same medium. Amen. We need a brand new mind. Why y'all go to church all the time, pray all the time, go to revival all the time, camp meeting all the time? Don't you ever do anything to have any fun? This is fun. You get your mind right. You get your mind in the right channel. This is pleasure. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures evermore. Amen. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the heart hath never yet been taught. That's because you got your mind washed. Hallelujah. Brand new mind. Amen. You need a good filter too. Amen. Your Sunday school teacher is a good filter. If he's any count. If he's not tongue in cheek and making mockery of holiness and righteousness, he ought to be a good filter. Your pastor's a good filter. Amen. He'd keep a lot of impurities filtered out. If you go to church, God will help you. That's the reason some folks can't hardly stay for preaching, is because it's getting to them. Amen. Hey, their catalytic's clogged. Amen. Hey, he need a good filter. Amen. Brand new mind. Praise God. Something to keep out the impurities. Hallelujah. Peter said, I'm not trying to preach you anything new. I'm just trying to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. That's what gospel preaching does. Stirs up your pure mind. Praise God. Hey, amen. The first thing you know, somebody will say, man, you're like a different person. You can say, I am. Because I got a brand new heart and a brand new mind. Woo! All I want to do is read the Bible and go to church and serve God. Amen. Everybody will tell the difference. Amen. My reason ain't tell the difference is because you think different. Amen. Well, if I get too hard, I lose my children. You feed them that junk all your life, all their life, all their young days, you lost them. They're gone. I guarantee you they're gone. Why, that little boy, where in the world did he get that? That's easy. I mean, nobody wants to admit it. Every once in a while you read a periodical, it hits the nail right on the head. But most duck and hide. Preachers included. Amen. Hey, you'll act like a different person, you'll think different. Praise God. You'll take on a whole new terminology. A Bible terminology. Saved. Born again. Washed in the blood. Love not the world. Separate from the world. Amen. Oh, yes. What's on your mind, young people? Amen. Yeah. You are what you eat. Because after a while, it starts eating you. Amen. It makes a difference. Oh, we ought to have more power. Oh, we ought to have more spirit. Oh, somewhere, somehow, church has failed. Oh, somewhere, somehow, the Bible hasn't worked. Oh, it works. It just won't take the medicine. Amen. Oh, they took a little, like my Chrysler. I changed what was in the oil pan. I changed the filter. Hey, you can vote in all the pastors you want to, but you still got to get rid of the contamination. Amen. Once in a while, a change of filter might help. Amen. But they don't even change the filter anymore in these transmissions. When they put that high-powered detergent in there and flush it through there, it even cleans the filter. It'll even take the pan off. Amen. Oh, it cost you $79 at Quick Lube and $89 down at Cousin Vern's. Amen. Hey, but it's better than a transmission job. Amen. And so, I'm going down the road. I did what Chrysler, I thought, told me to do. I changed the transmission fluid. Put in a new filter, new gasket, amen. Bolted the pan back up, went down the road, amen. 40, 45 mile an hour. We had glued the rear view mirror back on. But it was about to fall off again. Amen. Sorry to tell you, Randy. Didn't fix it. Take it up, Brother Pearson, get a little first-class body work done. Amen. He said, well, said, if you just change what was the oil pan, it's still contaminated. It was. You know why so many people don't last long out of the altar? They didn't make a complete change. They didn't clean up completely. God's good to us. He'll just tell us the news as we can stand it and hope we'll survive. Amen. Audrey Case came around to me after I got saved, and amen, she's the one that I tell folks she's the only girl that ever throwed me in a wrestling match. We'd scuffle a little bit after school, wouldn't be no trouble to twist Audrey's arm up behind her back and make her holler give up, and that girl throwed me flat on my back before you could say scat. She was raised with five brothers, and Audrey was tough. I had my good clothes on one day and needed to get across Big Creek, and Audrey, I climbed up on Audrey's back and she carried me across barefooted. Audrey was tough. Audrey was a sinner. When I got saved, I was the first one on Big Creek to get saved. Even good old decent sinners back then knew you had to give it all up. In our sight. Amen. Good old decent sinners knew you had to make a clean sweep back then. And the preacher behind the pulpit in the run-of-the-mill church is too big a coward to preach it. And he'll preach something else rather than tell you you got to give up all the world. Give it all up. All my friends, yes! All your friends. Boy, that's tough. Amen. Gotta give it all up. That's your contaminating influences. You'll do things you wouldn't do when you get with a gang of them. Amen. Why is Ronnie not here tonight? See, he saw him back before saying his friends dragged him down. Again, Ronnie was doing good. But he didn't get rid of all the contamination. His friends got him again. Amen. And where Ronnie goes down, he drags Teresa down. Amen. The first thing you know, the little kids are out of church too. A brand new mind. Brand new mindset. We gotta be drastic. I mean, we gotta be radical about it. Because it means heaven or hell. It means everlasting loss or everlasting life. Stand and let's pray tonight. Amen. Lord, help us, Lord, to be willing to go the limit. Go all the way with God. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for what's been said already tonight. Take what we've said and draw us close to you, Lord. Help us to give our minds wholly to God. Forgive us wherein we failed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, children, let's pray. That's a way to have a new mind. Wash it good in prayer.
Surge
apply the blood real good.
Me, oh God.
Let God clean you.
Clear.